I thought I heard music. Hello. I don't hear. Welcome. Welcome to the new world. If you can't hear the music, but maybe you can hear the music, maybe the music isn't coming. Hello, world. Hello, brand new. This is Connect the Dots. There should be music playing, but somehow I can't hear it on this end. It must be a technical malfunction. But this is the Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Radio. And I need to hear that music, please. But, hey, this must be a test. Can you start your show without music? Well, I guess I'm going to have to. We're here on planet Earth. This is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is going to be my new time slot. And amazingly, you can catch another show I do tonight at 10 p.m. on Station 1. But now we're going to do this show. And listen, this is my first show on Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And this is call-in radio show, so just in case you didn't realize, the call-in number here is 888-429-5471. And I talk about everything in the universe. And I talk about Twitter, I talk about politics, I talk about ETs, the Galactic Federation of Light. I talk about star seeds. I talk about Arcturians, Sirians, Pleiadians, Alpha Draconians, Orions, Anunnaki. I talk about 5G. I talk about chemtrails. I talk about stupid government. I talk about no vaccines. No, don't take vaccines. I talk about no fluoride in your water. That's poison. I talk about the insanity of government making one stupid decision after another. I talk about the future. I talk about the Earth going into the fifth dimension. I talk about the star seeds being here, anchoring low vibrations of our planet to help it accelerate. Everything's going to spin faster. In order to get from the third dimension, that's physical reality, into the fifth dimension, everything has to spin faster, vibrate faster. You know, all the everything would be broken down into vibrations and geometry. That's right. Hey, I'm an author of a book. That's where I got the name for the show. The name of my book is Connect the Dots Theory, just in case you didn't know. And this is the Connect the Dots radio show. And my book explains just about everything you need to know about what's going on behind the scenes, about where we're headed, about all the ongoing conspiracies. I only list 39 of them, but there's many, many more. Occasionally, I talk about a few of them. And, of course, we all know the conspiracy to keep us dumbed down. That's right. And I talk about interesting bits of information. This is an educational show. I try to make it entertaining, though. Occasionally there's a joke. Hey, if you got a joke, call up and dare tell your joke in front of a live audience. You'll never know if we get it or not, but tell it. You'll get my response to it, at least. And all I can say is, it's important in life to take command of the narrative, and that's what I do in this show. Unlike other shows, and that's why I claim this show is better than Coast to Coast, because everybody that gets on the Coast to Coast, nobody has a definite opinion about everything, including Mr. Host himself, George Norrie, afraid to take a stand on things quite often, too often. And the guests, they don't take stands on things usually either, but that's the difference between me and everybody else, my show and everybody else, I'm not afraid to give my opinion, and I'm not afraid to talk authoritatively. Yeah, this is how it is. And, you know, I'll call your bluff on it if you're going to try to call my bluff, and I'll say, hey, prove me wrong. Call up and prove me wrong. Hey, that's why I gave the number out, 888-429-5471. You know, I don't waste my time talking about things like flat earth, but if you want to come up and make a statement, stupid statement about flat earth, well, go ahead. There's some funny things out on the Twitter about that right now. In fact, see if I can pull this out of my head right now. Somebody made a quote, well, mocking out the flat earth people. He said, well, if there's a flat earth, is there also a flat Mars and flat Jupiter, et cetera, et cetera. They had a little diagram there of all the other planets around, except the Earth is flat. Amazing. Anyhow, talking about planets, something came by during the week. Apparently, it was mentioned that somebody was tweeting out there that octopuses, we know, you know what the octopus is, were brought to this world from the planet Neptune. Interesting. And they were guys dumped in the water, I guess, and then they started to grow in different sizes and shapes. But interesting, you know. And then the more you look into, like, where did all the life forms come from, it's various sources, just in case you didn't know. And you might not know what I'm talking about here, but I've come across the information. Planet Earth is an experiment in new types of life forms. And that's brought some good ones and some bad ones. And that categorizes what's called the decimal planet. Nobody asked me to explain that, but that's what it's called according to the authorities on those things. But maybe that'll inspire you, the listener, to seek out what is a decimal planet. Anyhow, all I got to say is, you know, I feel sorry for people in California. I mean, they just passed a law recently about, you know, restaurants are not allowed to have plastic straws. Meanwhile, they're allowing chemtrail planes to fly over daily and poison the whole environment. They allow the secret military to start forest fires all over their state. And they pulverize people's cars and houses with directed energy weapons. But, of course, plastic straws are more important. Sure, that's an important issue, dumping too much plastic on the earth. But I believe chemtrails, forced vaccinations, the allowing the use of energy weapons on your population, these are more of a priority issue. And, of course, your governor, you know, I usually don't say bad things about people, but this guy is brain dead. He's bought out, mind controlled, whatever you want to call him. You know, he should be removed from office immediately. He's a threat to the security of California. Really. You don't need any more than that. That's enough reason right there. You can try insanity, too. Get enough doctors to sign an agreement that this guy just doesn't make any sense. So, you know, he deserves these compliments. Anyhow, that's it. I feel sorry for you people in California. You know, your government has not only let you down, they're stabbing you in the back every day. Of course, I'll give them credit. Hey, passing a law to get rid of the plastic straws, that's a step in the right direction. Meanwhile, all those other EPA laws they've imposed upon you just degrade your living, increases your cost of living. And, hey, the good news is that the, let me lead into this first, that all these things can be cleaned up. In case you are not aware of it, hey, just go on the internet. You'll find out plenty of people talking about it. The good forces of the universe are here in thousands, millions, and they claim billions of starships out there surrounding our solar system, some of them in it, And they're just waiting to finally land on Earth and disclose everything to us and clean up our mess. That's the good news. They're here to clean up our mess. They're here to arrest the evil rulers of our world. We know who they are, and so do they. And the sooner they can be removed, the better off we'll be, because they control all the world governments. They have the technology to mind-control people, to do the false flags, to do bad things, and they have control of the energy weapons that create forest fires in California and anywhere else they want. Plus, they have full control of the weather. Don't think that storm on the East Coast in North Carolina just happened by chance. They directed it there because that's their choice, energy weapons and weather control. And they use Mother Nature to punish the people they don't like. And they obviously don't like you in California. Look what they've done to you. They created a drought by controlling the weather, and then really made it doubly horrible, because then they use their energy weapons to start the forest fires. And of course they find some fall guy person to blame for it. But it's time that, you know, we have like two separate societies going on in this world. We have the people, the regular people, 7 billion or whatever it is, and then we have the controllers, which is a separate group, and they can be divided into two groups. The top of the pyramid creeps who have control of the energy weapons, the time control machines, and HARP. They're going to be poisoning you or getting you sicker and killing you further with 5G when they turn it on. They're behind all this. They're behind the GMOs and stuff, and they control all the governments. And the other, all of them are the second entity group. You know, there's a big separation between the people and the governments that rule over them. And, you know, initially we thought we were on the path to democracy, so to speak. There was a turning point, I guess, with the American Revolution. I think the first step in the right direction might have been the Magna Carta. But the American Revolution is looked upon as the beginning of democratic society. But, of course, that's a big lie. That's a twist of the words. You know, it's just wordplay. I mean, if you're familiar with the Pledge of Allegiance, though I know, unfortunately, there's too many people in America who don't even know the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, foreigners, migrants, invaders. And that's right, you know, I have nothing personally against migrants or foreigners that want to come here. But no, you don't have a right to come here and ignore American society. The least you can do is learn how to speak the language, for starters. I'm sorry, if that offends you, go back to where you came from. You know, you need to show respect. You ever hear that word, respect? Well, if you don't understand English, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about here. But, no, you can't come to America and be disrespectful of us and not learn our language. And to not come to America and not even make an attempt to learn the language and think it's okay, just speak your foreign language and we're supposed to accept you. No, that's not becoming part of our society. All right? So you need to show a little respect. You want to get treated better, and you need to get rid of that arrogant attitude of you that you can come here and you're going to turn us into you. No, it doesn't work that way, you know? So I just want to set the record straight on that. Hey, and by the way, this is my first show on Station 2 at this time, and if you look, go to BBS Radio and look at my profile, you'll quickly find out that, hey, I am a 2020 presidential candidate, because I'm bringing real solutions to the table. And that's why I talk so boldly. I mean, the solutions to all the problems are known already. It's just the fact that all governments are mind-controlled, and that includes bribery as a form of mind-control, to listen to the lobbyists and the corporations and the people who want to fully control the world, like the New World Order. No, not good. They're not good guys already at all. And you, the American people, you aren't listening. You remember President Bush and his buddies like the Rockefellers? They were all talking about the New World Order, but you didn't catch on back then. The New World Order means total control of all free societies. You know, their plan for society is, first of all, they want to depopulate us down to 500 million. That's what all these killing things are out there for. And believe me, they're going to kill a significant amount of people when they turn on the 5G. Meanwhile, nobody's squawking about it. You know, they've basically told you they're going to fry you in your home when they turn this on. The information is out there. Hey, I'll give a plug for the guy's name is Kevin Modest. He's a brain tumor doctor representing other brain tumor doctors from California, representing over 200 doctors. He's down in Washington trying to lobby. I talked to him. I told him you're wasting your time because the only thing these people are going to listen to is money. And unless you're some billionaire, you're not going to influence a significant amount of people in the Congress to pass some laws against this 5G. I mean, it's just total insanity. They purposely didn't do any testing because they know the testing would prove it's all harmful to people. Meanwhile, you've got company. Here's another company. You want to boycott companies? Sprint. They're doing advertisements on Twitter about how 5G is going to be good for your business. You know, I sent them a couple of tweets and told them, like, you know, how dare you promote something that's going to harm everybody with cancers or death? And, you know, of course, they're not going to listen to my tweet, but there's another company that needs to be boycotted, Sprint, and along with Nike, you know, forget it. You know, I put tweets out there. Of course, I know nobody listens to tweets, but on the radio show, I'm putting, hey, where's the people with the money that want to do the good things, you know? I've been designing clothes since I was a teenager, you know? I couldn't make any connections in the real world with people who want to manufacture myself because all they wanted to do was steal my ideas. They weren't willing to give me a contract or anything, so I kept all my ideas to myself. But when I used to walk down the street, I was a fashion plate because I used to personally design my own clothes. I would alter my clothes. And when I went out to the clubs at night, everybody noticed me because I was significantly better looking, better dressed than all of them. And I'm qualified to design clothes. I've designed clothes. So the closest I got to my product sphere, I designed something called the Vampire Jacket. It had metal fangs on the collar. And when it was brought to industry by somebody who I knew was in the manufacturing industry, manufacturing jackets, leather jackets and stuff like that, the answer came back. The lawyers told him that no, they couldn't back something like this up because somebody might somehow take those metal pieces out of the collar and use them as weapons. Now, is that insane or what? But that's, you know, after that, I just gave up. But come on, I've seen Nike shoes, Nike clothing. This stuff is pathetic. It's got no style, no taste, and I can design a better pair of sneakers and better-looking t-shirts. And forget about that apostolate, whatever the heck their name is. You know, why are we spending all this money buying foreign clothing when we in the United States are better designers than anybody, period? And I'm a perfect example of it. I see the clothing out there, and I can design better shirts, better pants, better shoes. All I need is the backing. Well, I'm putting the message out today. And as far as my running for the president, everybody in the United States in 2020, I don't care who you voted for in the past, needs to vote for an independent person because it's only going to be an independent individual that's going to be able to crack the whip and get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. Just look at the historical. Check the records yourself. The last 10 or so many elections, it's a split, basically. You know, close to half vote for the Democrats, close to half the vote for the Republicans, and that's essentially what we have in the Congress, too, and that just creates a gridlock situation. You know, the Constitution of the United States never promoted a two-party system, you know, but that's what it morphed into. And, of course, it's like professional wrestling. I've said this before, but I got to say it again. Like, who's running the world? Vince McMahon? You know, I mean, it's like one decade the Democrats are the good guys, next decade they're the bad guys, one decade the Republicans are the good guys, next decade they're the bad guys, and it just keeps switching back and forth. And each group cons the other. Oh, yeah, don't vote for them because they're bad, vote for us. Meanwhile, none of the parties have any solutions to anything, and that's why I'm running for president. And you ought to support me. You know, go to my site, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. You know, spelled just like it sounds. Yeah, that is my real name, Tom Edison. You know, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. PayPal me some money. Okay, I'm doing this as a poor person. Basically, yeah, technically, I'm living below the poverty level. You know, I've never known any rich people in my life, and I never had a desire to, but it would have been helpful at this point in time. So I have to get the money to get my face out there a little more by donations. And anybody who's donating money to the Republicans or the Democrats or planning on doing so, you're part of the problem. Because these two organizations are the problem. Two big political parties that bully everyone else. They destroy any third party. The only reason I have a possibility of winning is because I'm not a political party. I'm a truly independent candidate, in fact, as defined by the Constitution. Because the Constitution says for you to be a true independent, not these make-believe wannabe people claiming to be independent. If you're a true independent person running for president, you can't belong to a political party. So I'm doing it the correct way, and I have a right to claim I'm independent, and the only independent one that knows what to do. And again, I have to say, the solutions to all these problems are so simple. The only thing stopping it is the government. The government is your public enemy number one. Public enemy number two and three are the Democrat and Republican parties. You know? And they're like a trinity of enemy. The enemy trinity, you know, the executive branch, the Republicans, and the Democrats. And they waste your taxpayers' money, you know. What do you think people get into politics for? It's all about making money, you know. I mean, the sham that's going on is unbelievable. You know, here in New York, they just had a Democratic primary for Cuomo and the Challenger, TV star, Cynthia, what's her name? Doesn't matter what her name is because she's a loser. She lost her. She didn't even try a fighting campaign. You know, she didn't even come close. Meanwhile, you know, he made a couple of big blunders right before the primary, and her organization or group or support team didn't even take advantage of that. Shows you how brain dead they were. I hate to be rude, but, you know, brain dead people, I'm going to call them brain dead, you know? You had an obvious chance to push this crooked politician out, Cuomo, and he's a crook. You know, hey, I'm from New York City. He's supposed to represent me. He's in charge of the transit system. You know, it used to be one of the greatest transportation systems in the world. And he's like, since he's been in charge, it has just gone downhill, downhill, downhill. You know, the capital of New York is Albany, and they have the purse strings, and they have the controls, the ability to fire people who are managing, or should we say mismanaging, New York City transit system. And there isn't one more mismanaged transit system, especially the subways, in the whole world. I live here. I know. And this is the nonsense that goes on here. And, of course, California is the other one to point out. Forget about it. You guys are hopeless. All your politicians are crooks. You got all those old hags that are hanging on that have no solutions to anything. And you got one of the dumbest governors that ever walked the face of the earth. And there's no other nicer way to put it. But so much for that. Let's just switch the channel right now and go to something good like love. Well, love, as if we didn't know, is the most powerful vibration on the face of the earth and in the universe, too. And the our galactic brothers and sisters are here and telling us about it while they're trying to anchor more love frequencies into planet Earth. And yes, planet Earth is a living entity. And I talk about that in my book. I tell people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I touch on all these things. I touch on demonic spirit possession. I touch on the Anunnaki, over control of the world, turning, teaching men about slavery by enslaving the human race, and they still have controls over the ruling families because their bloodline is in the ruling families. And the ruling families are the top of the chain predators on planet Earth. They're the ones that make up the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all the other negative factions that are controlling our world. And we need to talk about these things because that's where the problems are. It starts from the top down. And I said it before, hey, I ran for president in the last election, and I've been saying it since then, if not before, that problems have to be fixed from the top down, not the other way around. As contrary to what everyone else says with this grassroots, no, forget about the grassroots thing, but us common people need to stick together. I'm the only common person ever ran for president of the United States, probably. You know? I don't know. Was George Washington in common? No, he was wealthy, too, I think. He was one of the aristocrats. But I don't think there ever was a common man person running for the president of the United States. I've worked my whole life amongst regular people, and so I know what the real problems are. And government is not addressing the real issues. You know, they just come up with scams to get more taxpayer money so they can throw more in their pockets. That's what politics is all about. You know? I mean, the system doesn't work. I mean, it sounded like a great idea back in 1776. And, of course, let's just, again, recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And to the republic for which it stands. That's it, a republic. America is not a democracy. It is a republic. Let's talk the truth, you know? One of the famous quotes of Jesus, the truth shall make you free. Well, let's talk the truth and free ourselves here. American government, just like all the other governments around, they're either republics or they're dictatorships. That's it. There are no true democracies, please. You know, that's just a con word that's over-manipulated to get you to believe you're in a democracy. You're in a republic, right? The United States of America is a republic, and in the republic, the representatives have all the power and you have none. That's the truth. You know, they con you with voting. Voting is your only chance to try to get elect some people that are not part of the sham. And that's why I say I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. I'm a non-political independent candidate. I never belong to a political party, and I never will, because political parties, per se, are part of the problem. You know, the only people in government should be independent people like myself. And because there's another old saying, you can't serve two masters. Because once you become a member of the political party, you always have to fight. Well, who am I going to serve, the party or the public? And it always turns out you end up serving the party, because if you want to be the chief of the party, you have to serve the party, because only the party can make you the chief. The people can't make you the chief of the party. The people can elect you to be president of the United States. But the right way to do it is everyone has to be independent. And why would you want to vote for a Democrat or Republican? These are the people that created all the problems in the last 100 years. Think about it. They're the ones to blame. You elected them, and from that point on, from when they were elected, it was all up to them. You didn't have any say in anything after that. They had made all the decisions, and they made all the wrong ones. They made a few good ones. Okay, we'll give them credit. 1 or 2% out of 100%. The rest, other 98%, bad decisions, bad decisions. Mankind is suppressed by over-oppressive rules and regulations. It used to be fun to live in America. They've taken the fun away because there's just too many rules and regulations. Too many rules and regulations, you can't have fun. You can't enjoy life. You can't be free. And anyhow, back to love. Yes, the four-letter word, the good four-letter word, L-O-V-E. So participants, the ones that have been assigned to anchoring the love vibration on the planet Earth, as I understand it, are the star seeds who come from the Pleiades. Yes. Get familiar with these terms because they're all coming to Earth real soon. Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, and other good groups. There are galactic brothers and sisters. So they're here to anchor the love vibration into the planet. How they do this, I'll have to find out at a later date. But they know what they're doing. They're doing group meditations, group concentrations, or group prayers, whatever you want to call it, and they're anchoring in love vibrations into the living earth. Oh, that's where I got sidetracked there, the living earth, yeah. Well, in my book, Connected Dots Theory, I have several stories relating to the living earth. Yes, I've made contact with it. Yes, I felt it pulsing its love vibrations out, and I tell about it in my book. And I tell about a lot of other amazing things, that if you're really concerned about truth and getting in touch with nature and understanding how the whole mishmash fits together, yeah, the earth is living. She loves it. In fact, I wrote a psalm, "The Earth, She Loves You." In fact, I got a whole string of social, political commentary, thought-inspiring, psychological, you name it, type of mind, thought-inspiring songs. They're at the CD Baby Store. Again, go back to BBS Radio. Check my profile out. Hit the name of the Connected Dots at my show, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 2. And you can find out all the information about me. You can get to the CD link, my two albums, Songs Better Than Dylan. How dare I say that, right? Well, I happen to have 23 of the most greatest collection, and we can call them folk songs. They're thought-inspiring, they're philosophical, they're social commentary, the kind of songs Dylan became famous for. Well, I've got 23 of them on one album. Every one is a gem, and I don't think he ever had 23 on one album. So I have a right to claim these songs are better than Dylan. In fact, I put the challenge out there before, but he'll never answer. You know how these rich people are. They get the big ego. They don't have to prove anything. He doesn't have to prove anything, but the challenge is out there. I'll challenge him any place, anytime, anywhere, one song for one song, and I'll be just as good for him, and not better. In fact, he'll probably run out of good songs before I do. I'm making a bold statement, yeah, but I can back it up. And if you don't believe me, check out the song, CD Baby Music Store. You get a 29-second preview of each song, but to really know how good the songs are, you got to buy them. And you only have to buy, you can buy them one at a time, 99 cents a piece, or you can buy the whole lot for $12.97 or something like that. And then I've got my party songs on, American Party Songs, some of the best party songs ever written. Some of them are instrumental, too. But I've proven with these two albums that I'm among the top 10 singer-songwriters ever to walk the face of this earth. That's right. And, hey, the proof is there. All right? I never made it any connections with the industry simply because I'm an independent person. When I got done with my meeting at Atlantic Records back in the last century, and the idiot I had to talk to, I had to walk out. I couldn't take it. I said, forget it. I don't want to be part of any industry that wants to tell me how to run my material and that they only want one style when I have 10 styles. You know? It's sickening. So I made my decision. I guess I paid for it. You know, I didn't get any contracts with money offers. But nevertheless, I still have my pride, and I've proven that I am among the best. But don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself. CD Baby Music Store. Link's right on BBS Radio. Just click the name of the show, and you can even find more about me. Click out my name, Tom Edison, and you'll find more info about me. And when you look at my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you'll see that I'm bringing more to the table than any presidential candidate has ever done. And I talk about some of the solutions, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. I can't list them all there, but you'll get the idea that this guy knows what he's talking about, and he presents a significant amount of real solutions that are based on common sense. And somebody that's not afraid of the Congress. I mentioned it on my website. First day, I'm going to talk to the Congress and tell them this is how it's going to be. I'm going to issue the work detail, and you're going to do the work like you're getting paid to do without bribe money. Or or the issue is going to be pushed for your resignation for failing to do your duty. Now, that's the command, thinking, and actions of a real leader. Okay? You haven't seen a leader until you've seen me in action. I don't take no for an answer, and I don't take for any pussyfooting around, as the saying goes. You know? If you're not, you can't make yourself accountable, you don't belong serving the general public, period. And meanwhile, we could take all this stuff nonsense down already. I keep asking, I do it on Twitter, and I'm asking on the radio show. Anybody, are there any decent people left in this world with money that want to put their money where their mouth is and support somebody like me? We can address half of these issues already from the private sector. But the money has to be backing somebody who knows how to create solutions and do this. You know, this is an important point, and you have to participate. You, the listening audience, you, the people, the sheeple, the couch potatoes, you all have to participate in this. Otherwise, if you leave it up to the people in control, they are going to put the final nails in your coffin. That's it. They're in the process of doing it already. You know, they've got you in the box already. And the coffin lid and the nails and the hammer are on the side. And they're going to start nailing you in within the next year or two because they want to get the job done before the so-called event when the ETs show up and take command of the situation and throw all the bullshit out. It's going to happen that fast. It's happening already. You're just too dumb to realize it. And government, our servants of evil, at this point in time, public enemy number one, government is not going to help you because you're the public. And they're public enemy number one. Why are they going to help you? They're only going to help the people that help make them wealthier. You know? Time to wake up, and it brings us back around to love. You know? I'll agree, love is the most powerful force in the universe, but it's difficult for people to be more loving when they've created an insane situation for them. Who do we have to blame for that? In America, the Democrats and Republicans, and the other governments around the world, like the European Union. They destroyed Europe, and it has to do with putting incompatible groups of people amongst people that are incompatible. And all groups don't get along, only on a small scale, you know? I'm in Manhattan almost every day because that is the most amazing place in the world. Manhattan, it's number one. There is no even a close second to Manhattan. You know, it's the perfect mixture place, and it works, you know. The mixing pot works there in Manhattan, but it doesn't work in the rest of the boroughs. Let me tell you, it works to a degree. But Manhattan is probably the only example in the whole world where it really works. Maybe I haven't been around the whole world. Maybe there's a few places in Europe. But this whole thing about multiculturalism is a scam, you know? It's a scam to get your money and your donations. It doesn't really work out, especially when some of the multicultural people don't want to cooperate. So we have uncooperative people amongst cooperative people. It's a plan that doesn't work. It creates tension, it creates hate, it creates violence, and we need to reverse course, stop it, and reverse course immediately. The solution to the crazy situation we're in now is willful segregation. Some groups cannot be allowed, barbarians cannot be allowed to live in the civilized world. They'll be happy back in their barbaric lands where they all think the same, and then they can project love too, or find a way to project love, because some of these barbarian groups, there is no love in them. They're all demonically possessed. They engage in torture, killing, revenge, and all the negative things, you know? But that won't be our problem anymore once that we're separated from them, and we have a right to separate from them. You know, the chickens in the hen house have a right to demand that the foxes be removed. And that's what we have now. We have a menagerie of animals in a barn, and we're all boxed in, and we're forced to live amongst creatures that don't get along with us. Why should chickens have to, or hens, have to exist amongst foxes? doesn't make any sense, because the foxes are going to eventually kill the hens. You know? And this is the reality of the situation. And nobody out there can prove otherwise. Hey, want to prove otherwise? I'll give you an opportunity. Call in 888-429-5471. But that's it. You know, the galactic, our brothers, good galactic brothers and sisters tell us we ought to project more love. But we're living in a situation where it's difficult in many areas to project love, because we're exposed to so much violence, hatred, ignorance, and uncooperativeness. In fact, there's a key word right there, uncooperative, or how about unresponsive? Yeah, that's the definition of every government in the world today, unresponsive to the will of the people, unresponsive to anyone, period. And that's why government is a failure. You know, it sounded like a good idea back then, but it's been morphed and over-manipulated to be a bad thing. You know, all the problems I ever had in my life, they were government-created. I'm sure there's plenty of other people who can say the same thing. You know, government is our enemy. They are destroying society, and they don't care because of the bribe-taking. The people in government are only looking out for themselves, and they never have any solutions. None of them do, you know? And they only do is complain about the other guy doesn't have a solution, but then they don't have a sensible one to offer either, you know? Why do we need government? We should get rid of it, really. I mean, we can start getting rid of most of the federal government. Hey, these are useless agencies that just milk our tax money and waste it for personal gain. And then, what's the states? I mean, they're not serving the people. And plus, they've all deviated from the Constitution. You know, when there's a tragedy somewhere in America, what do the state governors do all the time? They call on the National Guard. Well, that's a real perversion and diversion from the Constitution, because the Constitution says every state is supposed to have their state militia, and the state militias take care of the state problems. And the National Guard isn't in the Constitution. It's something fabricated by the world controllers, because they want a National Guard so they can send it into any state, any time, any place, anywhere, and take command by just declaring martial law. So we're state rights there. The states don't have any rights there, just like the marijuana nonsense thing. How can there be a law against marijuana at a federal level while the states are quickly seeing the goodness of legalizing marijuana? And you have that conflict, because any time that the federal government, who is controlled by the New World Order, wants to get mad at your state, or blackmail you or bribe you into doing it their way, they can come in and they can arrest everybody who's legally dealing marijuana in a legal marijuana state. And they'll say, well, it's federal law. Well, we can't have this insanity going on. You know, where's President Trump on this? Where's President Trump on the 5G, you know, broadcasting harmful negative vibrations into people's houses without any testing prior, you know? Why isn't President Trump ordering the chemtrail planes to be stopped? Some of these planes don't even have markings on them. It's been proven already. We know what they're dropping. Poison. You know? Where's he on that? Is he taking bribe money, too, to ignore these things? These issues are much more important than whether we have tariffs on China or not. You know? And, of course, it's interesting that I follow, about 20 representatives of the Galactic Federation of Light on Twitter, and they all kind of realize that, you know, it's been asked, well, where's Trump on this, you know? And they clearly say, oh, he's not for the good side or the bad side. He's basically in it all for himself. No surprise. You can't trust people that have money. Basically, they shouldn't have power authorities, but we do need people with money to support people like me who know how to take care of average citizens and take care of everybody. And that's, again, go to my site. I said it in the last election. It's on the video from the last election. It's up again. It's called Taking Care of Everybody. And my videos are real short. They're like minute and 15 seconds, 1.5 minutes, 1 minute, 45 seconds. They're real short to watch, and I got one of them taking care of everybody, and I clearly explained it there. Take the time to look at it. It's the most intelligent conversation you've ever heard a presidential candidate talk. You know? I don't talk any of this BS about left, right, or middle, or anything like that, and I keep telling people, stop using these stupid words. They're generalizations that just blur the truth. If you got something specific to say to somebody, just say it. Well, so much for that. So, anyhow, I'll remind you again. The book is Connected Dots Theory. I got the two albums out at CD Baby Music Store. And if that doesn't impress you, I don't know. I don't know. But it ought to impress everybody who looks at it. Now, like I said, this is an educational show. Do you know how stupid we've all been? Only lately some of these things have been corrected. We've all seen the medical symbols. And it's appeared in TV shows. Even Star Trek has the wrong symbols there. The medical symbol where the two snakes are spiraling up. Well, that is not the medical symbol. The two snakes are called the Rata Caduceus. And that was imposed upon our thinking by the U.S. government. Those, you know, it's sickening. It's an embarrassing too. That our government should come up with this and impose it on the public. The real snake that represents taking care of people, healthcare, medical snake emblem is the Rod of Asclepius. A-S-C-E-P-I-U-S. Look it up. And it's one snake around the staff. I've seen a few ambulances lately that have that, and I've seen a few hospital-related groups that are finally using the correct symbolism, but isn't that funny that our government conned us into using the wrong symbolism? I guess they were laughing their ass off when they did that, or, you know, because, or the people that put them up to it, or the demons. That's another thing. Hey, demons do exist. I've seen people possessed. I've talked to people that was possessed. I've seen people actually talking to invisible demons that were harassing them. They exist. You know, I mean, let's stop kidding ourselves. You know, it's not necessarily like The Exorcist and that person's head spins around. No, that's fantasy from Hollywood. But people are possessed because they get, for dozens of reasons, demons are always looking for people to possess. And they trick you into allowing them to control your mind with telepathic communication. And of course now the government, the evil government, the New World Order government, they have all the high-tech artificial intelligence weapons, the frequency machines, where they can not use real telepathic communication, they use AI telepathic communication, where they can beam suggestions into your head, and people, the testimonies are out there that they can hear voices inside their head. And we should listen to these people. In fact, many of the false flag operations with the killings and stuff, people, it comes out after the fact, they were reporting that they were hearing voices in their head. Well, where's the practical response to that? That should have been a giveaway. Something's going on. No, they were ignored until they committed their crime, and then it comes out after the fact. Yeah, they were reporting hearing voices. Well, that's a sign right there that your mind is being ticked with. Whether it's the secret world government or a demon, it's bad news, because people need to be in control of their minds. Hey, and I'll give you one more reason to buy my book. I could give you 100 reasons, but just one. The book is called Connect the Dots Theory. You can buy it in book form. It's, you can order it at Barnes & Noble. You can get the cheaper versions at Amazon, iTunes, and just check it out, you know, for under $10. The downloads and stuff like that, you can get it on your notepad. It's out there. Just look it up and get it, because the pictures alone reveal pictures that nobody on Earth has ever revealed. I've got some unique pictures. And my favorite one is the spacecraft, the most unusual spacecraft that anybody ever caught. We can call it a Well, it's a craft, you know. It's not a flying saucer. No, it looks something like, if you ever seen the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, it's kind of like a cross between the ice-cutting thing of the Nautilus, that jagged tooth thing, and a bird of prey out of Star Trek. Most unusual craft ever anybody ever caught on picture. It's not a cigar, it's not a triangle, but it's in my book. I'm the only one who's got this picture. It's in the book, and the only way you're going to see it is to get the book, Connect the Dots Theory, or download it, or whatever. The picture's there. Plus, I got pictures of entities flying around at night that leave light trails. These could be demonic beings. Who knows what they are? But I've got pictures of them, and I've got pictures of the opening up of into our universe from another realm, sparkling points of light. Again, something nobody has ever talked about or ever has had a picture of. You know, I got the drawing, because I didn't have a camera with me at that particular point, of what I call the flying crescent. You know, it has to do with telepathic communication in the sky when you've just been told, yeah, we heard what you were thinking and we agree. And then a five-pointed star about the size of an airplane shoots across the sky and leaves a curved crescent trail of copper gold color. And it lasts for about 3 seconds and it's gone. Nobody has ever talked about that, but I've got a drawing of it, and I have the story that goes with it. I've got the story of the singing frog that I communicated with for a lengthy time. The frog sang harmony. Does anybody else have a story like that? It's a true story. You know, you can interact with nature all the time. And that's amazing. In fact, the frog got, we had such a close relationship. I remember coming home from work at night, and as I parked the car in the driveway, as I'm opening the door, I heard the frog in the pond calling to me. Now, you know, in foggy talk, of course. But it's kind of telepathic, and I immediately knew he wanted me to go in the house, get the guitar, and come out and sing with him, which I did, and which he loved to do. And when I would sing the lead, and he would make up a harmony point part to whatever I was singing. And we make up a different one every time. Now, isn't that an amazing interaction with humans? Also, I tell you, I talk about singing with the birds. In fact, this is true anywhere you go. You hear birds chirping wherever you are, stop. If you know how to sing, sing a song. And see if the birds don't stop what they're doing and sing along with you, or do their best. But this is interaction with nature. In fact, when I found out about playing the guitar near a pond and singing, all the creatures come out. Butterflies come around, dragonflies come around. You know, music, you can communicate with creatures through music, believe it or not. Who else is talking about this but people like me? And that's why you should buy the book, Connect the Dots Theory, because what I'm telling you here, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I've revealed so much. I have the best explanation for understanding what multi-dimensions are. You know, I have the best explanations for how the energy flow goes, how the energy is transmuted from one dimension to another. I have the best explanation of what a dimension is. We use these terms all the time. And we're not talking about length, width, height. It's all in my book. And I correlate it all together. That's why it's called Connect the Dots. And I explain why things are the way they are. Once you've got that information, then you can navigate through the world better. Plus, I have the most unusual explanation for how the buildings went down at 9/11. It has to do with metaphysics. I can make that conclusion because I understand metaphysics. And I understand the possibility that the most logical way it was done, because the dust got pulverized. You need high energies to do something like that. You know, the explosives were there. You know, we know it was a false flag operation, but the explosives were set in place to bring the building straight down, because he just wanted to really get those two buildings down. And, of course, they had explosives in Building 7, or that wouldn't have went down like a demolition. But the fact that the big buildings, you know, there was a combination of explosives and multi-dimensional physics put into use. And I explained it. Plus, I got the most amazing picture you've ever seen, which kind of proves that even before they drew the blueprints up for this, the Twin Towers, they knew about the magical frequency resonance of pyramids. And all they had to do was place a pyramid around each one of those buildings, and I got the picture that proves this energy reality exists. It exists in any clear quartz crystal pyramid. Shape of the two buildings. Put two of them next to each other and you can get it. You can line it up at the right angle of the light and you'll see it there, but you don't have to waste your time doing that. Just buy my book. The picture's on the cover. And then you can read about it in chapter 13, wherever I talk about it. So, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's about talking about the truth, talking about what's going to happen, the event's going to happen. The ETs are finally going to show themselves as soon as they clean up all the other mess below the Earth, above the Earth, which most of it is done already. Supposedly there's some other negative-sucking creature that's latched onto our world, and they're going to round up the bad guys, and they're going to break into the broadcast, just like in the science fiction movies, and say, people of Earth, we're here. We're not here to harm you. We're here to liberate you, because this is a prison planet, as you heard before. And that's another reason why my show is better than anything Alex Jones ever put together, because I'm here talking about the truth, the solutions, and all the other things that are connected, and everything is connected one way or another. That's why the name of the show is Connect the Dots. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a multifarious theory, not just one thing. You know, I mention important things. You know, it's known that thoughts are almost instantaneous, 10 to the 41st power. If you don't understand that type of mathematics, go ask the math teacher. He'll explain it to you. That's 41 zeros after the number 10. That's basically instantaneous. And we're communicating our thoughts beyond this dimension, whether we know it or not. We're just not, we've been brainwashing to believe that we're not communicating. And what can I say? I'm against seat belts. It's oppressive. I'm against helmet laws. It's oppressive. And of course, I'm against 5G. I'm against chemtrails. I'm against direct energy weapons. And I'm against crooked politicians. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. And we had some few technicalities in the beginning because I'm supposed to be hearing the music. I don't know if you did or not at the beginning. And I end every one of my shows with the fantastic lead guitar solo to one of my original songs, Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, are you? I don't know. I am. And followed by a song that it's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's on one of my albums. You know, if you like it, you can just go buy that for 99 cents. It's one of my favorite songs, and that's it. I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. And now we're going to do the countdown, Mr. Engineer. If you are listening, I'm going to give you the numbers and then play the music. And you better have your wires fixed so I can hear it on this end, you know. And prove to me that station number 2 is just as good as station number 1. And if you want to hear me more talking about all these amazing things, tune in tonight. 3 hours, or no, it'll be 2 hours from now. That's it. 2 hours from now on station 1, you'll hear my last show at 10 p.m. California time or 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's it. That'll be my last show on Station 1. But this is the beginning of Station 2. It's a new world, a new age, a new station. Okay, here's the countdown. I want to hear my songs, Mr. Engineer. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the